is now 7 o'clock. I'm calling to order the Pappy Observer Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting on March 9th, 2017. Please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report and their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments are to be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion or actions. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley.
Here.
Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Fowler. Brunwell.
Here.
Gaff.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Weed. And Sherry.
Here. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Aye.
Brunwell.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes. Agenda item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call on the motion.
John
Conley. Yes.
Brunwell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Brett
Conley. Yes. And just a bit of housekeeping. We do have excused absences for Directors Weiss and Fowler. Let's see. And I do have a proof of publication for the meeting notes that will be put into the record for this meeting. Moving right along to agenda item 8, agency and association reports, natural resources conservation service report. Neil Jensen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Neil.
First item I got is a meeting that we have for, it's called our local work group, and it gives the opportunity for a lot of agencies, including the Papio NRD, to give input as to how we spend our federal dollars, probably most specifically on the EQIP program. And this will be March 28th, here in about 2 weeks. It'll be at the Blair NRCS NRD building. And it'll be in the morning, so you're welcome to attend. But definitely you've got NRD staff present at those meetings also. A lot of what we look at is, what priorities do we want to address as far as resource concerns? You know, is it erosion, water quality? And this provides the opportunity to put some input as to, where those dollars go, whether it's going to affect water quality or erosion, potentially maybe a little bit of flood control, but not near as much as we just don't have the funding to do huge projects. We can also then take a look at the rankings that we've had in the past, and we can adjust those. We can tweak those and that'll be something we'll definitely want to look at. Also, every year we do new cost estimates on how many dollars for each practice we're going to pay. And so we make recommendations as to whether some of these need to be higher or some lower. So, like I say, you're invited to attend that meeting if you'd like to give input on the EQIP program. The next page, we received our allocation for fiscal year 17 local funds for the Papio NRD. We received about $400,000. This is broken up through three local fund groups, about $11,000 for the forestry, $120,000 for grassland pasture practices, and then about $259,000 for cropland practices. And we have started obligating those funds, writing contracts, and hopefully we'll have that accomplished. That's not the only funds that we have the potential to receive. You'll notice also we have area funds. Most of the area funds look at beginning farmers and ranchers and socially disadvantaged producers. And so if you fit into that qualifications, we normally take your application and put it into the area fund. We've also got multiple special initiatives, state funds, and you know, wildlife, forestry, season high tunnels, organics, monarch butterflies. You know, there's just a whole wide variety of different state initiatives, and so we tend to pick up some funding through those programs. Usually end up like last year about $500,000 in contracts within this NRD. So there's also some national ones that I didn't mention. Those are mostly out west, like the Ogallala Aquifer is one of the national initiatives. So any questions?
Director Lane.
So it'd be roughly $400,000 here. What's that compared to last year?
Last year, about the same. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we were probably up around $600,000-$700,000. So it has dropped over the years. But I think part of too, because we were for about 3-4 years, we were getting about $800,000. But a lot of that had to do with some of the state initiatives that ag waste. Livestock producers, we were writing about 2-3 contracts, and a lot of those were up around $100,000. So they can pull in a lot of dollars to the district.
Are there far more people interested in the program than you have money available?
Definitely.
What's the ratio? Any idea?
Probably this last year, we could have probably used another $400,000 or $500,000 just locally, and I would say we're probably not quite that much this year. But there's been years when we've had $2 million in applications unfunded.
I might note too that we, of course, try to use the federal dollars first, right in the area, but then we have the NRD cost share programs and the state that we add to that or maybe match up with and can go a lot further, but try to use those federal dollars first.
Yeah, definitely some of the dollars that we do equip, especially the terracing, the NRD kicks in some extra incentive, and that has really helped us promote the program. Before the NRD did that, we had a hard time getting 100,000 in applications, and when the NRD started matching part of our payment so that the person got a little higher percentage paid, the number of applications just skyrocketed. So works well.
All right, any further questions for Neil? Thanks so much. And I do believe we've got a few open seats up front. If any of you guys want to take them, feel free. All right, moving along to agenda item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The district met in Lincoln Sunday and Monday, and it was a rather uneventful meeting. We're looking at about 4% increase in dues for the next 2 years. And there is a subject which I will be addressing next month. The Nebraska is hosting the National Envirothon, and all 50 states coming here. and it's a $400,000 to $450,000 proposition, and our share would be $39,000 of that. And if that's based off our dues, and it would be $17,000 if each NRD put in an equal amount. I'm not really prepared to talk about it tonight, but I would like to discuss it with some other directors across the state. But that is something that will be coming up. And other than that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving right along to 8C, Legislative Report, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you. Tim Gay with Hush Blackwell. I handed out our last update. It's the same as we handed out last month. Today's 45th day of the legislature. We're halfway through of a 90-day session. They're in recess tomorrow. So they've been working hard on the hearings basically going on, but a lot of things happened in the last between last time I spoke with you. Now, one thing I would bring up is all those bills, they've all had their hearings except like three. So those will be next week. Hearings go through March 23rd. They'll be ending those and then go all day session to discuss bills. The one thing that we've been following, we've monitored most all of those bills in person or video monitoring. One or two that stood out was Senator Groney had a bill I think we had talked about last time to get into the Water Sustainability Fund. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't get prioritized or whatever. The NARD testified against it and others out in that area. I forget exactly which NRD that was. But that was to have set aside acres and pay somebody $50 an acre for set aside so they wouldn't use the water. Well, the going rate is about $220 an acre, so people still are setting aside. So that didn't go anywhere. And plus, the concept didn't work. So that didn't happen. We've been following the budget. The hearings on the budget because the Water Sustainability Fund is in the budget. So far, that's very good. What they're talking about still, the governor's proposal is $10,670,000 in the next year and the following year. That's only a 3% cut, and that's what they've done to everybody along the way. So that's very good if that stays in there. We personally talk to every member on the Appropriations Committee just to remind them what that is and what it does. There's several new members on the Appropriations Committee, especially Senator Fargas, Senator McDonnell, Senator Wishart, and then Senator Clements actually got on. He replaced Senator Kittner, who was on Appropriations. So we've talked to all of them and the former members who know. But everybody on that committee has, except Senator Watermeyer, 2 years or less experience. So kind of a history lesson was very good on that, and they all seem to understand it. So we're looking good there. On the preparing the vegetation funding that we were talking about, Director, it's a half. You know, it was $1 million. Now it's $500,000 is what they're talking about. Will that be more? I don't know. They'll cut more or not, but hopefully not. There's a bill next week on the budget, too, and I talk about the budget because that's pretty much all that's going on. And that Senator Stinner wants to say instead of 3% cash reserve to lower it to 2%, which would give them more flexibility and maybe not have to make so many cuts. As you probably read, the forecasting board came out and added another $150 million onto their problem. Now a $1 billion problem, which $900 million, what the heck. But they're struggling with that. The main theme of everybody is property tax. I hear that, you know, we'll hear it 100 million times between now and the end of the session. But there were so many bills put in on property tax reduction or changes or whatever, exemptions, and they're still having those hearings today in revenue. I don't know where it will all end up, but I don't want to get too much into that. So what we're saying today also was yesterday and today was priority bills. We're down from 760 bills that we're following, and it's down to 101. So we're again, there's 49 senator priority bills. There's 27 committee priority bills, and then you get 25 speaker priority bills that will come out. So my math, that adds up to 101 bills now we're following. Only two or three have been heard that are priority bills, but and really none of them had anything to do with water or funding or anything like that, which is good. the Natural Resources Committee, their two bills they chose was DEQ Drinking Water Revolving Fund Act for communities, and then also the other one was a Wildlife Violator Compact. Apparently, our fines on poaching and all these other things on hunting are very minimal. I don't know. I think they're going to try to make those have more teeth in them, and that was what they chose. No other senator priorities that caught our eye. That was just today, but caught our eye that made us worried about it. So going forward, we're going to continue to talk to appropriations voters and monitor what's happening in the budget and try to make sure those funds stay in there for projects that are out there. Other than that, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're busy tonight. But other than that, that's pretty much what's going on. Natural Resources, I would say, had they're pretty much got done about a week ago with their bills. They had probably 20, 30 bills sent to them, which is pretty small amount. But they got done fairly quick. So some of the committees actually are completely done. There's Judiciary left, Revenue, and Appropriations will go on. So that's what everyone's kind of waiting for. So between Florida Bait and that, it's going to be a slow couple of weeks. Well, I should say slow. Different couple of weeks, slower. So, any questions right now?
So you don't expect any more cuts to the budget between now and?
Well, we're watching out for you. There'll be plenty of cuts, I'm sure, but the ones we watch out for you is really the Water Sustainability Fund. That's the big 800-pound gorilla we're paying attention to. I think it's a very good sign that it's only 3%, quite honestly. I didn't hear anybody. And, you know, I was thinking on my way here, it's like, that was in a bill of $11 million, and to even cut it any, I'm kind of thinking, well, probably not worth the fight, to be honest with you. But that was in a bill. I wonder if they had to put all $11 million. It's probably not worth it to go argue $300,000, let's put it that way. So I'll take Dean's advice on that and just let it go. So, but, yeah, there'll be cuts. And Senator Stinner's actually doing a good job, Director, of being fairly optimistic and not doom and gloom. So it's a good hand. They elected a good chairman with him, and they got a really good committee, and it's a fair committee, too. It's not stacked one way or another. There's Republicans, Democrats, moderates, liberals, whatever you want to call on that committee, and they're very good. They put in a lot of work, so I expect good things.
Dr. Leahy.
So on the sheet that you handed out, if they haven't made it past the hearing date onto the general date, I mean, are they pretty much dead? Are they not?
The other ones, yeah. If they didn't move on to general file, you know, they're done. Those are when they got moved to general file. So there's a couple on there we're following, but, you know, even then, we'll see. Of those, what I didn't do is how many actually got a priority. Some of these are just, they could be consent agenda if they have that. And basically they go read through the bill. The person introduces it, says, here's what it kind of does. If there's anybody speaks up, two senators, they pull it off the agenda. But if no one says anything, it's just like a consent agenda and they go through. Whether they do that or not, I don't know. So some bills are sneaking through that don't have a priority. And that would be probably the only way they're going to pass is consent. But I say they don't mean a whole lot. They mean something to somebody. Yeah. It's not major.
Yeah, doesn't have to do with the budget. Speaking of the budget, what about the Nebraska Environmental Trust? I know that's always a favorite target in lean times or in not lean times. Are they messing with that?
That one didn't catch my radar. I haven't seen a whole lot or heard a whole lot about it, but I know what you mean. It can be controversial like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a whole lot going on. I could check, ask around.
But, yeah. The reason for that is it's in the Constitution. And so in the past, sometimes they've introduced bills, constitutional amendments to change the allocation. But unless they change the Constitution, it's locked.
The formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's probably like the tobacco settlement. Fund too is the same way. You can move it around, but money is what it is. So they fight about where it goes. Thanks, Steve.
George Thompson?
Yeah, thank you. Just to talk about water sustainability fund and the bill, the two bills, the Grony bill that wants to take $3 million,
yeah.
We met February 22nd in Kearney, and it was discussed, and the consensus from those who did testify at the hearing was it's not going anywhere, so but that's good news. The other thing is the commission is prepared to take the 4%, 3% cut of $400-some thousand, which requires a state law to be passed, because the state law said it would be $11 million, so whatever, I can't remember the number. So the commission is anticipating that that will pass. To do our part into reducing the amount. Now, it does not affect those projects that have already been approved, which includes dam sites 6 and 7. Excuse me. And then next year's appropriation, we're expecting it to be coming through without any other changes in the state law, which would add to the existing $5 million we have. With the another $10 million, $8 million, $9 million, whatever it might be, for the next round of projects to be approved. So there's a couple of glitches, but one glitch, I guess.
Yeah, but if it gets really rough, you never know. I mean,
it's well, we'd take another state law to take away more money.
Yeah, I know.
And that's not going to happen in the recession.
Hopefully the economy will turn.
Any further questions? Thank you, Tim.
All right, thank you very much.
Moving on to agenda number 9, subcommittee reports 9A, the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee for the Papillion Creek Watershed Regional Detention Basin, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Teaser. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 2nd, 2017 meeting of the ad hoc consultant committee for the Papillion Creek Watershed Regulation Detention Basins are accepted and incorporated in these minutes. And the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby approved and adopted. Number 1, consultant selection interviews, recommendation that the contracts be negotiated with Spira Engineering for WP2 project, HDR Engineering for WP4, DS12, and DS19 projects, and Olson Associates with WP1 and DS7. And I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Good evening. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Grant Malotz, address 10404 North 132nd Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68142. As a common sense individual, holds a Master's of Science degree in Agriculture and Biological Systems Engineering from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, I'm appalled by the process you're following tonight. You're voting to approve engineering contracts on an underlying project for which the board has not approved. In my profession, if I start an engineering project that my supervisors have not approved, I'd be fired. So what I'm recommending to the board is that to vote no on all the engineering contracts until the board has full approval. I'm a concerned landowner and an engineer, and I'm asking the board to vote on each underlying project before voting on the engineering contract for designing such dams. Please do not use previous procedures as justifications to approve these contracts tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think you had a second. I want to offer an amendment, too.
Sure, we'll get through public, and then we'll get right back to you. Fred. Okay. Thank you so much for your statements. Is there anybody else from the public that wishes to speak to this item? And directors, Director Fred Conley.
I want to offer an amendment to add to Fire Engineering for WP2 and WP4 and strike WP4 from HDR Engineering so it reads DS12, DS19, and Olden Associates WP DS7.
Okay, so we have an amended motion to add WP2 to FIRA and remove it from HDR Engineering.
No, WP4.
WP4, thank you, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
We have a second on the motion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the amendment.
My only comment about that is that I know there had been some concern expressed whether FIRA had been stretched. And I think apparently FIRA at the presentation indicated they were they were adding additional people to their staff, which I was convinced that they could handle those two slots.
Thank you, Fred.
Point of clarification, when did we vote to approve this project?
The subcommittee voted last Thursday night to move it to the full board.
When did the full board vote?
We're talking about it now.
Yeah. When did it do before? When did we vote on to move forward with this project to begin with?
The ad hoc selection subcommittee voted to move this recommendation.
When did the full board move to move forward with this project?
That's what we're doing this evening. That's what we're you're living it as we live and breathe.
Okay. Again, before these bids were let to do design, when did we start the process? I have yet to see where I voted to say, yeah, we need to move forward with these dams, because I've never seen a dam proposal yet.
This is essentially saying that we are moving forward with the project.
What we did last Thursday night was not an RFI or an RFP. I've checked with this. There's no cost associated. It was a gentleman, you did a great job as a dog and pony show. You should be given credit for showing off how good your organizations are. It had nothing to do with building dams.
In terms of
allowing us to see what these guys wanted to provide. I don't think these dam projects need to get off the ground because you didn't do the process right.
You're entitled to that opinion. Any other comments from directors?
I don't think.
Yeah, Director Jeff.
Certainly there's no question the engineering firms are all very well qualified to do this work. My biggest concern with this process is how do we pay for it? And it's an enormous commitment by the NRD board, and without tax increases or bonding authority, which I'm certainly not in favor of, it will financially burden this district for many years to come. So how do we pay for it? You've got $91.7 million in possible commitment, and we don't have a time frame for this. We have no idea how long this is going to go on. We don't know if it's a 5-year thing, is it a 10-year thing, is it a 15-year thing, or just what is it, or when do we pay for it, or how do we pay for it? So I have real deep concerns about this whole issue, about doing this, and I can't support it without knowing more about the whole schedule of payments on this. Are we increasing taxes? Are we counting on the state of Nebraska to come up with $5 or $10 million every year when they're flat broke down there? I don't think this is fiscally responsible to do this. I think it's a big mistake. We're, again, burdening this NRD and our taxpayers with a hope and a prayer right now. That's all we're relying on, is a hope and a prayer. We think it'll work out. Well, we don't know, because we have no projections on anything here. And so I'm deeply disturbed by how we're going about doing this, and I can't support it.
So, Director Jeff, I certainly appreciate your concerns, and do I want bonding to pay for these or to raise taxes to pay for these? Absolutely not. I will say that, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know exactly how things are going to work out. If we move forward tonight, it does not mean that we are set in stone going to move forward with these, because there may be some that we can't work something out with developers and they get ahead of us. And there may be situations to where, like we're looking at right now with a few of the sites, to where they are willing to work with us in a manner that we can pay as we go, which is an ideal scenario. So
I understand. I think WP 1 and 2 are coming up later for mm-hmm. vote on that, and that's that type of thing you're referring to, which I don't have as much of an issue as it's trying to swallow 6 of these all at once. And that I do have an issue with. I think it's irresponsible for us to take this on without a clear-cut path to payment. We have nothing. We have absolutely no way. We have nothing to show how we're going to pay for it. Absolutely nothing. I think it's irresponsible.
Director Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're getting a little bit away from the motion, but I think it's important, if you will, let me try to add my 2 cents with Director Grunewald's comment. When did we approve it? Which echoes the gentleman who sat here, who obviously had no idea on our mission and what we've done over the last few decades. You're fresh, you're new, so are you. We have a watershed management plan that was approved and put in place a long time ago, years ago. We, as a board, if you look on the mission of what we have, flood control is our mission. This has been approved by previous board, which mm-hmm. contain other members.
Matters not.
Pardon?
Matters not.
It matters not. Let me finish, because you're obviously not listening.
Okay.
All right? And if I get carried away, Chairman, cut me off.
I'll do my best.
But we've had this mission mm-hmm. that we have, and that's why we exist as an NRD. to provide flood control. This, and doing all six at once is we're losing land. We lost WP8 because development came and bought all the land. If this, our district wants flood control, this is what we have to do. And you were here Thursday, and John Winkler and Marlin raised his hand, and he's going to talk in a little bit, I'm sure, about where the money comes from. And again, that's probably later on in the agenda. But anyway, we approved this at a board to answer your question. Did you approve it? No, you weren't on the board. Okay? So you got a little catch-up doing. Director Bradley was on the board before. Quite frankly, you know, you got need to be brought up to date as well. And that's, you know, that's the nature of new directors on new boards. All right? But this has been longstanding yep. as far as what we do as an NRD. And this is part of the process. We did have an RFP. It went out. Got great response from the community. We reviewed them. We're at a point now we've got to vote on an amendment to the motion that the subcommittee presented. And I'll leave it at that.
To whom did the RFP get sent to?
It was advertised. I don't know who it was all sent to.
We advertised in the paper. You have a policy on how to advertise for your RFPs. It was done through that as well as through our website. We have contacts with all the engineering firms. So they can choose whether to respond to an RFP. So it's
who
done.
Are they?
Pardon?
Who is the list? It's not a big list. We had the discussion on the January 26th meeting. Who are they?
Who are the engineering?
Who are the different ones we put an RFP out to?
I'm going
to
go ahead and reel the discussion back into the amendment. That information is certainly available, and I'm sure staff would be happy to provide it at a later time. Marlon, did you have any comments before?
I might just give just a little comment about when this plan was approved and whether why we're pursuing these structures, why you as a board are. And there's probably three or four documents that I can think of over the last few years. Probably the first is a watershed plan that Director Thompson mentioned that in 2014 was updated as the Papio watershed plan. And it was not just only adopted by you as the board, is you are in partnership with many partners here, the cities and the counties and the watershed. Specifically Sarpy County, Papillion, Omaha, La Vista, Gretna, all have joined together to say this is what we're pursuing as a plan. Mm-hmm. So you all have approved saying we're going to move forward with this plan that includes these structures. So that's one in 2014. Also then, last year, you said, well, we want to pursue these structures, and we think bonding is a way to maybe do that. And so the board proceeded with a resolution on the ballot to issue bonds for this project. That was a positive move saying we are moving forward with these projects. They are on our list. And then I think thirdly, I can think of is the long-range implementation plan that the board adopts every year. You adopted last October. And that spelled out in it the exact dollar amounts that are anticipated over the next 5 years to fund these projects with using the existing tax base, not increasing taxes, not bonding, not anything. So it laid that pattern out. Now, it again was just a plan. Nothing is specific until you as a board take an action. And most of the projects that the board does are implemented by the actions you take. And there's no just, well, we're going to say we're going to approve every project. Every project has been approved and moved forward. And I think these certainly fit with any of those activities that have gone on in the past.
It's my previous boards, right?
Well, yes. And contracts by previous boards that you're bound to.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But on the bonding, how did that happen?
So I'm going to reel this into the discussion about the amended motion by Director Conley.
Well, I think what he needs to be told is the bonding that was put on the ballot did not pass.
That's right. That is a message to this board. It's not spending.
So that is why the board has chosen, and in the long-range plan, does not include bonding. It's just funds through the normal tax revenue.
Right, and as Director Japp has pointed out, and I agree with him, you can't show a clear path yet. It's hope and a prayer.
It was in that plan.
I think that staff has prepared a bit more than a hope and a prayer. These are all projects that I would like to see happen. I do not want to issue bonds to make them happen. I don't want to raise taxes to make them happen. But I think it's wise and prudent with the mission that we have to go down the path to at least see what we can accomplish within them. With that, I'm going to reel the discussion back into the amended motion by Director Conley. And Director Leahy, please tell me that you're going to speak to that.
I'll just shut up. Yeah, no, I think so.
Could I just ask one more?
That's
what we're getting. I'd like to speak to the amended motion. I think we're undermining the consultant selection process. We sat here as a committee. We heard presentations. We looked at their proposal. We made a recommendation to you as a board. And then to have attempts to circumvent the selection process is undermining the consultant selection process. And I don't think that's the way to go. I think we should stick with the both management and the subcommittee's recommendation, and I think this amendment.
Thank you, Director Conley. I guess some thoughts on that. I thought the proposals, I was here last Thursday night for the proposals, and I thought that FIRE did an excellent job. Part of the RFP was what projects do you want to work on, and please describe what you would do with them, and I thought FIRE knocked out of the park. They chose two. They were some of the smaller two. I don't think they're being greedy or getting in over their heads. And they did a tremendous amount of pre-work to get the ball rolling on those, and I was quite impressed with it. So it does match staff recommendations from last month, and I'm comfortable going down this path, so I'll be supporting it. Director Leahy?
Yeah, now I got something to say about this.
All right.
It matches staff recommendations from last month.
Mm-hmm.
Last month when we tried to circumvent the regular order about this. And then we went through our normal consultant selection process. And with the normal consultant selection process, then staff recommended what we have here, or the subcommittee also pushed forward off of staff recommendation what we have here today. So while FIRA may have crushed 2 and 4, apparently staff and the subcommittee said HDR crush number 4 just a little bit more. So I won't support the amendment just because I think I've tried to be consistent with, hey, if we have the subcommittee selection process, we go through the proposals, the interviews, and then the staff recommendation and the subcommittee votes forward. Unless I see something really out of line, I'm apt to support that, so I will tonight. That's all I have to say. Until I don't support staff recommendation on another issue, disregard all this.
Thank you, Director Leahy. Director Thompson.
Mr. Chair, I need to correct Director Leahy. Last month in February, staff recommendation was interviewed four firms. I independently, without staff telling me, recommended we bypass, and that was part of the motion, the interview process. And it got seconded, and it failed. So staff didn't recommend what I recommended last month. So this is staff's recommendation, with the exception of his amendment.
That's what I was saying. That point of order, I think Director Klug was saying, if we went to 2, 2, and 2, that was what staff had recommended last month.
No, I recommended.
Yeah, but staff then also said, if you were to go 2, 2, and 2, this is what we would have recommended, the 2, 2, and 2. I remember John Winkler saying that, because my point was, yeah, but you recommended it off of less than 24-hour notice, you know, not due diligence. But teacher, I mean, if Tim Fowler was here, he'd call the question. I won't do that.
You wouldn't
do that. But
any further comments from directors?
I had one more question. Just,
sure.
Somebody just tell me how long these six projects, what is the time frame for these six? Is it totally unknown?
Why?
Oh, well, the time frame that we're asking for, that this preliminary design and permitting be carried out in the next 10 months.
Right. I was at the meeting on that. But as far as the actual development of these projects in the future, do we have any idea how long that would be?
You mean like the construction of them?
Right. Purchasing, well, land, construction, and so forth. Do we have any idea how long that would be?
you know, we're probably talking over the next 5 to 10 years because we need to look at the budget and what you're willing to budget toward this every year. And if we put some focus toward land acquisition, which that's what one of the points here is getting good land rights maps so we can acquire some land that, you know, takes away a little from construction. But we think there will be a balance. We're going to be recommending down the road that you follow, that you continue to construct and buy land. And but, yeah, it's not going to all happen in the next year.
For the council and directors. Seeing none, roll call on the amended motion.
Could you repeat the motion?
I think the motion is the motion.
The amendment.
I'm sorry, that's part of the awarded NWC4, taking NWC4.
Thank you. Roll call on the motion.
Brenwald.
Abstain.
Lakey.
No.
Deeser.
No.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Connelly.
Aye.
John.
No.
Jerker.
Yes.
Or yay, my name.
All right. Okay. Now we'll have a roll call on the motion.
As amended.
As amended?
But didn't pass. No.
Without
the original. The original, yes, I'm sorry. We'll call on the original motion. Any
as amended.
The amendment failed.
It failed.
No, it failed.
With the
extension. Start over.
I don't know.
We
have to start over.
The extension.
No, pass over.
Is it no?
Right.
I believe it's
true. So it'll be 4-3.
4-3.
Yeah.
It passed. Good.
Right.
Okay.
As amended.
Which is
it? Change. So it's roll call on the motion as amended. Because it passed 4-3 and then we had two abstentions.
Right.
Normally you'd have to have a majority of those voting.
Okay. Interesting.
so you did not pass.
The abstentions count as no vote.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. So it was really 4.
And it was 4-5. Thank you, Steve.
Well,
so we're back to the original.
The motion was not amended then. Is that
the amendment failed.
Oh, thank you.
So now we're back to the original motion. Do we have any comments from directors back to the original motion? Seeing none, roll call on the original motion.
John?
Yes.
What was the original motion?
On the board.
On the board.
It's in front of you.
It's in your vote sheet.
No. Okay. Got it.
John.
Yes.
Reynolds.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Deeser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Here.
Yes.
37-8.
Thank you, Gene.
That concludes our report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the March 7th, 2017 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number one, the subcommittee heard an update on Zrinski Basin number two, but no action was taken. Moving on to item two is an update on the groundwater management plan. The subcommittee recommends the district approve the proposed preliminary draft of the Papio Missouri River NRD updated groundwater management plan and that the general manager be authorized to submit such plan to the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources for review, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel. And I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Deeser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Hall.
No.
And Sherkis.
Yes.
Item 3 is an interlocal cooperative agreement. The subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute an interlocal cooperative agreement with 9 other natural resource districts to support Nebraska GeoCloud and Airborne Electromagnetic Data Integration Project. The total district financial contribution of $10,200, equally distributed in FY 18, 19, and 20, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brunwald.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
And Chair.
Yes.
Item 4 is the Platte River Trail Phase 1 Engineering Services Agreement, Supplement Number 2. The subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute Supplemental Agreement 2 between the district and Earhart Griffin & Associates for construction engineering services for the Platte River Trail Phase 1, that's the Mopac Trail, for an increase in cost not to exceed $11,472.57, and that the following resolution be adopted. The resolution is on the board. I'll not take your time to read it. And I move approval of the resolution.
We have a motion on the table. Once again, is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 5 is the Elkhorn River IPA Operation and Maintenance Assessment. The subcommittee recommends that a special assessment for the operation and maintenance of the Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project area be levied against the beneficial parcels in the amount of $20,000 for the calendar year 2017, and that the following resolution be adopted. It is rather lengthy. It is also on the board, and it ends with, to be it further resolved, that the Secretary of State shall certify a copy of this levy resolution to the county clerk and county treasurer of Douglas County, Nebraska, for spreading of the same on tax records of such county, and such special assessments shall be collected by the county treasurer as provided by law, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brunwald.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 7, 2017 meeting of the FEL subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Land acquisition for West Papio 1 and West Papio 2 regional detention basins. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Celebrity Homes, Inc. for the purchase of approximately 35 acres to be verified by survey for $52,000 per acre, with the construction of WP1 regional detention basin project, and a purchase agreement with Celebrity Homes, Inc. for the purchase of approximately 13 acres to be verified by survey for $43,000 per acre for the construction of WP2 regional detention basin project, subject to such other items and conditions as the GM determines to be necessary and legal counsel approves to as to form, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brunwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairperson. Yes. Thank you, Director Keeler.
Yes.
I'm done.
Moving on to agenda item 10, the Treasurer's Report. Once again, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of resolutions, including items 10A through 10I, and I move their approval.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brent Wall.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blakey.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 11, the legal update. Thank you. Good evening, Brent.
Good evening. Good evening, Directors. Brent Lyer with Hush Blackwell. Just wanted to update you on a few items, some housekeeping. The Camden case, the board approved the settlement agreement, the proposed settlement agreement in January. It took a little bit longer to get the settlement documents executed and the easements filed. I was hoping to tell you that the dismissal was filed today. We hope it to be filed tomorrow, and then it will be a matter of getting the judge to sign an order, and then that will be officially off the books. And once that happens, there will be no more open litigation with the NRD, which I'm happy to report. The other issue that has been wrapped up since the last update, some of you may have noticed that the sign on 84th Street has been fixed. They were getting close to their deadline. We sent them a friendly reminder about the deadline, and they finished and fixed it by January 31st, so that doesn't need to be torn down, which is good news. Other than that, we've just been helping the staff with preparing property interest documents for the various projects that are moving forward. So I'm happy to field any questions that you may have. But that's my report.
Thank you. Agenda item 12, Chairperson's Report. Nothing too exciting to report at the moment, so we'll move on to the GM's report. Marlon, anything?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Winkler sends his wishes. He couldn't, of course, be with us this evening. He's on a well-deserved vacation. I think he said something like the first family vacation in 10 years or something like that. So we're glad he's getting a little time away. On personnel items, we have a new hire in Neil's office down at the NRCS down the hall. Kaylin Costello is the new district program assistant in that office. She did start on March 2nd. The partnership meeting for the month was canceled, but the next meeting is scheduled for March 23rd. There are also, of course, the legal counsel reports and the construction services report. But I also would like to add that in front of you at your places this evening is the Municipal Leader magazine. And if you'd like to turn to page 26, I don't have it marked for you, but page 26 and 27 is an article about the district's ice jam removal program, and written by our very own Amanda Grint. And so we congratulate her for a great article on our ice jam. So we'll be, and this is Nationwide Magazine, Municipal Leader, and so we'll be getting calls probably for Amanda's services throughout. But we're going to keep her right busy. Here. So that's right, too busy. So congratulations, Amanda, and you might want to take a look at that magazine. That's all I have here.
Thank you, Marlon. Informational items, the next board meeting will be here on April 13th. And with that,
Mr. Chairman.
Director Thompson.
On the informational items, two things. Earth Day is April 22nd at Elmwood Park. I assume we're having a booth at a patio.
Yes, we'll be participating in that. You bet.
And then one other thing I want to add is the Water Sustainability Fund, or the Natural Resource Commission, is meeting June 20th in Kearney, I believe it's Kearney.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Thompson. With that, we are adjourned.